Throughout the past several hundred thousand years, humanity has evolved on the Earth into a conscious, curious, and creative being. From our creativity, we have developed tools, and today digital communication, AI, and rockets that can reach the planets. Many have used their creative intelligence to advance humanity. However, many still react to life based on impulse, feeling, and emotion, rather than the use of our ability to reason. Many can easily be convinced of what is untrue, even though we have intelligence and the ability to discover our errors. Through the Jewish and Christian religions, God has offered us the truth about God Himself and how we are to live in relationship with God and with others. Our Old Testament reading today recalls the covenant God made with the Jewish people as they passed through the desert on the road to freedom from slavery in Egypt. The scriptures record how God taught them that only God is God and nothing else. No personal power, pleasure, or wealth can be our God. There may not be false gods in our lives. There is only one God. This is how we are to live in relationship with God, recognizing God as primary and not ourselves. The Old Testament reading continues, instructing us how to live in relationship with each other. We are to keep holy the Sabbath, to have time to worship God, and to be away from our work, with the opportunity for growth in our curious and creative response to life. We are to respect our parents and elders, aware that their years of life give them wisdom we may not have. We are to respect the dignity of every person. We are commanded not to kill others, commit adultery, steal, tell lies about our neighbors, or covet what belongs to them, their marriage relationship, and their possessions. God speaks to us how to live as human beings on earth. In the responsorial psalm, we pray, Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. The truth that God speaks to us in his covenant relationship with us is the pathway leading toward eternal life. The responsorial psalm acknowledges that God's words, laws, decrees, precepts, commands, and ordinances are more precious than gold. Then in the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, we hear that Christ, the power and wisdom of God, is wiser than any human wisdom. In the gospel, Jesus expels the money changers from the temple, the house of God, which has been under construction for 46 years. He overturns the money changers' booths. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace. Within the temples of our own hearts can be money changers that dull the presence of God, who teaches us the way of truth. Today's gospel ends by saying, Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all and did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. God teaches us through his word, through Jesus, but God also knows how weak we are and resistant to the truth. We often respond from emotion and feeling, and not by using our intellectual gifts. God knows we may have good intentions, but we often fall short of living up to those intentions. We realize again how dependent we are upon the strength and wisdom of God to shape our hearts and lead us as a people into the future. Humanity has evolved into a conscious, curious, and creative being on the Earth within the Milky Way galaxy. We are aware of countless other galaxies beyond our imagining, scattered throughout the universe, where there may also be conscious, curious, and creative life. Perhaps they are more faithful than we are to the word of God they hear. Humanity, as we know it, is only a few hundred thousand years old. What we will be tomorrow is unknown. However, if we allow ourselves to embrace the wisdom of God with our reason and intellect, in time humanity will be formed as one community of people under God upon the earth, ready to venture forth into the cosmos.